Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB at 6:30 and 55 seconds to go right along with a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Robbie Rosenhaus, those two on the other side of the glass, and the one, 877-337-6666, that'll be the number. For a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze, right up until Jody Mack. Jody coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
I've had this a couple times over the past couple seasons, so you know I kind of know what this feeling is like. You know, I mean, we can all insinuate, come up with different opinions, but I don't think we know exactly why it's happening.
People say we got it made. Don't they know we're so afraid? Isolation.
Anthony has it. Knicks again need to push. Anthony drives, gets inside, throws it to Baker, and Baker is out of bounds. Why did Anthony pass the ball?
We're afraid to be alone. Everybody got to have a home.
They want to go in a different direction. That's something I have to consider. You know, I will have to consider that.
I don't expect you to understand after you've caused so much pain.
Rose looking, finds Anthony. Anthony puts up a three. Rebound, Porzingis back up. Banker won't go. As their hopes are fading away here in Dallas.
But then again, you're not to blame. You're just a human victim of the insane.
Like I say, all the talk that's going on right now, out of my control. Like, nobody called me. Nobody got in contact with anybody that I'm, you know, my representation, anything like that. So it's something that I don't worry about.
The sun will never disappear, but the world may not have many years. So
leading off with that, because it is the season of the trade. Today, and you probably already know, the isolationist was traded to the Atlanta Hawks, but he won't be isolating there for very long. The Thunder sent the isolator to the Hawks and a protected 2022 first-round pick for Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala, who promised not to keep the ball away from Westbrook and George and not slow down the offense and not use all of the shot clock to get off another brick. So, what will Atlanta do with the isolationist? Well, they're going to do the right thing. They're going to waive him, making him a free agent. And so, where will the isolator end up? The Houston Rockets is the right answer. For those keeping score at home and following the loose ball, Muscala will be traded to the 76ers. He says again, 'tis the season of the trade. The Cleveland Indians, GM, Mike Chernoff, we mentioned that, we get a raise, hopefully. The Indians get lefty Brad Hand, you know from this, from the missionaries in San Diego. And now figure this, because Chernoff is a very, how you say in the trade, proactive GM, and the proof is in the pudding, goes the cliche. You get Andrew Miller healthy, and you have Cody Allen, and you have Brad Hand, and you have these three to follow, Kluber and Carrasco and Bauer and Bieber and Clevinger, and you have arms capable of striking you down and out. So Mr. Chernoff gets off to a head start on the New York Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Astros. 'Tis the season of the deal. The New York Yankees and Yankee fans, they are waiting and waiting and continue to wait, and you anticipate Hap, Cole Hamels. Nobody's really excited about that. Somebody has to get the word to Brian Cashman. Brian may have to pass on either of these two. Because it doesn't seem, when you take a look at what they have done for their teams lately, they have gotten too many people out. 'Tis the season of the trade. And there are those who say, make the deal. And there are those who say, do not make the deal. The Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Brewers, the Dodgers, name a team who want you-know-who. But you-know-who is not going anywhere. You know, I know, we all know, he'll not be traded. Do I even need to mention his name? No, I don't. And we're all so tired of going back and forth and back and forth. I love it when I hear from Yankee fans telling us all about how he should be traded so the team can improve. And by the way, can I just mention this? Bottom line is, we're giving all the credit to the Dodgers for getting Manny Machado. How come none of us are giving credit to Baltimore for improving their farm system? Because that's what it's all about now. We have to improve farm systems at the expense of the varsity. So maybe we should trade you-know-who to someplace, somewhere, sometime soon, so we can improve the farm system. Right now, if you go to the man and woman on the street, you get a little bit of yay, and you get a little bit of nay. I would say that if you talk to anyone, if you listen to anyone on this radio station, you are going to get a house divided.
Trade him. Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
Trade him.
Don't trade him.
We don't have to mention his name, do we? He will stay today. Listen to me closely, please. He will stay today. He's going to be there tomorrow, and guess what? He'll be there the day after that. And one hopes, and you're listening to the one hopes, years to be for him as a member of the New York Metropolitans, who will be at the stadium tomorrow night. The Yankees have to take all three. But wait a minute, hold on just a second. I don't think we're going to see Severino in this game because they're going to give him a chance to like a few more days with the resting, because after all, it is very taxing to go to an All-Star game, get to the airport, fly over to Washington or take the bus or even drive yourself. What is it already? Listen, and to catch Aaron Judge's home run in the bullpen, listen, he needs a few extra days off, and you'll give it to him because he's the ace, but the Mets are not going to see the ace. I think they're going to see in this series Sonny Gray. Ooh. And I think also Herman. Ooh, again. The Yankees need to catch with Boston and need to take three. It doesn't matter with the Herman. It doesn't matter with the Sonny Gray and, of course, Tanaka going on Sunday night. The bottom line is the Yankees, and you're a Yankee fan, you know what I'm talking. You have to take all three from a team that is basically going to have, and guess who the DH is going to be with the New York Metropolitans? Yes, he will be seen with the naked eye, the Cuban defector. And, yes, a possibility down the road because Dominic Smith is so terrific and we all miss Adrian Gonzalez and Wilmer Flores, not really a first baseman. So the Cuban defector may turn out to be a first baseman. We shall see. But over the weekend at the stadium, he will be the DH. And he will try to give some life to a team that is basically dead men walking.
On the next episode of The Walking Dead.
One game we'll score some runs and then we'll kind of not get it done with our bullpen.
And Eaton is hit by the pitch and it forces in a run. Blevins hits back-to-back hitters.
In other games we'll, you know, kind of get it done on the pitching side and not score runs.
The Braves have swept the New York Mets right out of town.
You stopped fighting.
You know, we talked to them all and just said, hey, you know, go have a good break, come back, and let's focus on the things we have to do to win.
16 consecutive series that the Mets have failed to win. And the Mets go to the All-Star break at 39-55.
I can't be who I was.
Our team can win games if we do the small things, but we have to really focus on those small things.
Rosario hits a double play ball. Turner steps, fires, and the Nats hang on to win.
Our guys do a great job with their routine and their work and coming ready to play. The one improvement that we can really make is doing the little things.
This city here is like an open sewer, you know? It's full of filth and scum.
And the Dodgers complete the sweep and defeat the Mets for the 12th straight time.
I won't have anything more to do with this. It's wrong. It's cruel and it's wrong.
We have to come out and play the game in a better way.
Four pitch walk to the number eight hitter. And here comes Callaway. Swarzak has not been throwing for very long in the bullpen, but he's coming in this game.
All of us together will be the worst damn nightmare.
We have to be able to hit a sac fly to get that guy in from third. We have to be able to, you know, do all the small things that it takes to win.
Well, that's great. Game over, man. Game over.
And, of course, the three coming up tomorrow, we're getting baseball back, not an exhibition. Well, with the Mets, how could you tell the difference? But you know from what I'm talking. Subway Series 2.0.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!